Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Rock Island City Council has approved new licensing requirements for social service organizations that aid unhoused Quad citizens. The ordinance passed last night sets up new regulations for soup kitchens, food pantries, emergency shelters, and homeless shelters. That includes capping a shelter's capacity at 49 people and limiting operating hours to 12 hours per day. Facilities already operating are exempted from the new licensing requirements. During public comment, Project Now President and CEO Dwight Ford said the regulations will make it more difficult for residents in need to get help.
We already have skyrocketing realities of homelessness and poverty in our geographical area that is leveraged to the attention of the entire state. We're number six in deep poverty in the entire state.
The regulations stem from community concerns over downtown Rock Island becoming a hub for homeless services in the Quad City area. Last night, the Rock Island City Council voted to postpone an ordinance regulating crops on residential properties. The man suspected of murdering Trudy Appleby of Moline nearly 30 years ago is scheduled to appear in Henry County Court today. On Monday, U.S. Marshals extradited Jameson Fisher to Illinois from Scott County, where he's facing unrelated drug charges. A grand jury indicted the 50-year-old in August on first-degree murder charges for the death of 11-year-old Trudy Appleby, who was last seen near her home in Moline in 1996. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is now officially a federal prison inmate. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has details.
The longest-serving House Speaker in American history checked into a minimum-security federal prison camp in Morgantown, West Virginia. That's where he'll serve a 7.5-year sentence for bribery, conspiracy, wire fraud, and other crimes. Morgantown is an all-male facility housing about 180 inmates just south of Pittsburgh. It's also about 500 miles from Chicago, farther than a Terre Haute, Indiana prison camp where the 83-year-old Madigan wanted to go. Earlier this year, a federal jury convicted him of helping ComEd legislatively in exchange for the company giving his political operatives no-work contracts. The jury also convicted Madigan of trading favors with a government mole to win business for his law firm. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Early voting begins tomorrow for Scott County's municipal and school board elections set for November 4th. This year's election will decide a dozen mayoral races, including in Davenport, Eldridge, and LeClaire. The ballot in Bettendorf also includes a $27 million bond measure for building a new police station. WVIK's Joshua Traugott reports on what voters should know before heading to the polls.
Voters in Scott County have until Monday, October 20th at 5 p.m. to register for the 2025 combined city school election. Anyone who's moved can update their address online or in the auditor's office. Next Monday is also the deadline to request an absentee ballot. Forms can be downloaded from the auditor's webpage or mailed by the auditor's office when requested over the phone. In-person early voting at the auditor's office runs until November 3rd. Absentee ballots must be returned by mail or hand-delivered to the auditor's office by Election Day. More details are available at WVIK.org or on the Scott County Elections website. I'm Joshua Traugott, WVIK News.
And this is WVIK News.